Today's Shir is Masechta Shkalim Daf Yod. We will begin on Taf Tesem Abeis at the new Perek. As we've been learning about the procedure in donating the Achzah Shekel and what is done after it's donated to the Beis HaMikdash, we know that there is the money that is taken out of the floor, as Tosfos learns, or out of the big boxes, as the Rambam learns, and put into the small boxes. And we could have, and we know, as we began the Masechta, every year, the Rosh Chodesh Nissan is when everything starts again, as far as the Machzah Shekel. Any money that's left over from last year to this year is called Meiser HaTruma, the leftover money from 1 year to the next year. Then we have Shiori HaLishka, money that was never even put into one of the small boxes, are called Shiori HaLishka. And then you have the Moshe Shiori HaLishka, money that was left over from 1 year to the next year. So begins our Mishnah, the Truma, the actual Truma, the money that we take out from the big boxes and we put into the small boxes, and then we use the money in the small boxes. What is that money used for? Maha Yoisimba asked the Mishnah, what did they do with that money? Loichimba, they would purchase with it Tamidim. Every day we had to bring two Karban Tamid, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Musafim, Shabbos, Yom Tovim, Rosh Chodesh, they had to bring Karban Musaf, Niskeyim, and with the Karban Musaf were brought different Nesachim. Ha'omer, we know on the second day of Pesach, on 16 days in Nisan, they brought a Karban Omer, as we will be discussing in Mitzvah Shem in our Shir today. And that, from then on, after the Karban Omer was brought, they could eat the Chadash, they could eat any grain that was planted after last year Pesach, or actually even from Pesach, from after 3 days before Pesach, until this year Pesach, the halacha is, may not be eaten. It's called the Chadash. But after, on the second day of Pesach, we bring the Karban Omer. And once the Karban Omer is brought, the halacha is we could eat from the Chadash. The barley that was used for the Omer and the Shtei Lechem, which was brought on Shavuos from wheat. And the difference between the Omer comes from barley, the Shtei Lechem comes from wheat. The Shtei Lechem was a Karban that was brought on Shavuos. And from when they brought the Shtei Lechem, they could bring Kabanas, the Chadash, they could bring Kabanas in the Beis HaMikdash from the Chadash, and all Kabanas Tzibur, all of these Kabanas, the halacha is, are brought from the Machzah Shekel. Dushanim ask, why does our Mishnah mention the Omer and the Shtei Lechem before the Lechem Aponim? The Lechem Aponim is brought every week. The Omer and the Shtei Lechem are brought only once a year. So Rav Shainim respond that because we're talking, as we mentioned earlier, the month that we're focused on here is Nisan, because Nisan is when we start bringing, as we said, from the new Machzah Shekel. And Nisan is also the month, as we said, where we bring the Karban Omer. So that's why the Mishnah mentioned Omer first. And as we just said, Shtei Lechem and Omer are really very much related, because the Omer is matir, allows us to eat the Chodosh outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Shtei Lechem is what allows us to use the Chodosh in the Beis HaMikdash. So since they travel together, they're mentioned together. And then the Lechem Aponim is mentioned afterwards. And then the Mishnah said, Kol Kabanas HaTzibur. The Kabanas HaTzibur are the Kifsei Atzeres that were brought on Shavuos together with the Shtei Lechem. All Kabanas had to have Nesachim. They came from that's what's included in the Kabanas HaTzibur. Every day they burned Ketores. It comes from the Machzah Shekel. All they had piles of salt. The Torah HaKadosh says, Akol Kaban Chatak of Melech. We have to put salt in all Kabanas. That it comes from this funding. Atzim Rocha, the wood that's put on the Mizbeach, all of them were brought from the money to pay them was brought from the Truma. During the year of Shemitah, there are produce that grows. And in Shemitah year, we weren't allowed to use, we may not work the ground, but whatever grew, the barley that grew from the ground is used for the Omer carbon, for the carbon Omer. The wheat that grows from the ground is used for the Shtei Alechem. However, as we know, during the Shemitah year, the fields are left hefker. And if they're left hefker, anybody could be enter the field at any time. And because anybody can enter the field at any time, we need to be concerned that we may not find any barley. We may not find any wheat for these kabanas. So they appointed Shomrei Svichim B'Shviz. They appointed people to watch that they should have these grains available. Who paid for these Shomrim? Neitlan Schalim Trumas Halishka. They could take payment from the Trumas Halishka. Of course, the question is that why? So first of all, obviously, as we're going to discuss in the Gemara, the our Tanna is of the opinion that these grains, the Omer, the barley, the wheat, have to come from Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we have this issue in the Shemitah. The question is, how were they allowed to use that, those grains that were Meshumer, that were watched by these people? The halacha is that something which is watched on Shemitah becomes Usur. You're not allowed to have Meshumer. So the simple teretz is that if it's being used for somebody's private purpose, that is where Meshumer is Usur. Here we're using this for the purpose of a carbon, and therefore this halakha doesn't apply. Another pshat that the Rishonim suggest is when we Mishnah mentions Shomrei Svichim, it doesn't mean that it's considered Meshumer, that they wouldn't let anybody take it. Rather, what happened was they used to have guards and tell the people, not that the guards prevented anybody from taking it, but if somebody came to take it, the guards would tell them that this is Shemitah produce, which everybody may take. But please be aware that we need this for the Karban Omer. We need this for Shtei Alechem. And people themselves would understand that it's not right to take it since the Beis HaMikdash needs it. Another pshat is that the Sfasem suggests that the Isser Meshuma is only if you watch an entire field. Here they only watch part of the field, and since they only watch part of the field, this Meshuma doesn't apply. Another pshat is that they watched the Omer and the Shtei Alech and the Chitim before they were really edible, and that the Isser Meshuma, the Paiskim suggests, the Sfasem suggests, only applies on something which is already edible. But something which is not right quite edible now, there is no din of Meshumer. Another teretz that I saw is that the Isser Meshumer only apply, the Rishash suggests this teretz, on the owner of the field. Somebody who's the owner of the field during the Shemitah year, there's halacha, he can't act as if he's the owner of the field and watch the payers, that watch what grows in the field as if it was his. But here it's he's not the owner who's watching it, and therefore is mutter. Another question that the Gemara actually, in Masech de Menachos, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, asks, isn't the halacha that the Omer have to be burnt? And Shvius, Peiris, the Torah says, V'la'ochlo, they should be eaten, V'la'ilu Sreifa, they should not be burnt. So the Gemara answers that the Torah Akdoisha, when it speaks about the carbon Omer, uses the words L'dorei Seichem, that this is something that should be done every year. Obviously, the Torah was aware that there's going to be Shemitah years. And even though the Torah was aware that there's going to be Shemitah years, the Torah says still bring the Omer. So obviously, the Torah knew and made that the Omer is an exception that we're allowed to burn it. I asked the Gemara over there, so maybe use Omer, maybe use barley from the year before. And barley that's from there from the year before, we wouldn't have this problem. It's not Shemitah barley. So answers the Gemara that the Torah, when it speaks about the carbon, the barley that's used for the carbon Omer, uses the words Carmel. And Carmel means that it's moist. If it was from last year, it can no longer be moist. Tosfos in Masechta Menachos asked the question that very often the Gemara, when it speaks about what can or can't be used for a carbon, uses the word Memashke Yisrael. And from now we learn Menamut al Yisrael, that the only food that can be brought for a carbon, the only animal that can be brought for a carbon, is a food or carbon that Jews may eat. We're not allowed to eat Shemitah years. And so Tosfos answers that even though we bring the Omer from the Chodesh, still, it goes back to what we just learned, at Chodesh we may not eat. It goes back to what we just said a minute ago, that the Torah said, L'dayrei Seichem. And the Torah knew the problem of Chodesh. And still the Torah said, use that barley for the carbon Omer. So it's obviously an exception. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Af haroitz mesnad v'shoy mechinam. If somebody wants to donate and be a shoy mechinam, to donate his time to be the shomer, he may do so. Omer loy, Af ata Omer, don't you agree? Shein boim ela mishal tzibur. We know that the Omer and the Shtei Alechem have to come from the Tzibur, and we have to be concerned that maybe the person who's donating his time is really not giving it over to the Tzibur properly. And we'll explain this more in the Gemara, and therefore the Chum say we won't accept it. The Gemara in Masechta Tainus, the Mishnah, the Gemara in Masechta Tainus, Daf Chav Vav Amar Aleph teaches us, Zman Atze Kahana V'am Tisha. There are nine times in the year that Chazal that were identified as Yom Tovim. Times where people brought Eitzim, brought wood as an adava to the Beis HaMikdash. And the halach is that even if the Beis HaMikdash has enough wood, we take the wood from these families, and those days were Yom Tovim. Says the Gemara, Zman Atzikana V'am Limonis. Why? What they mentioned as special times. Ella says the special times of why they mentioned as a yontif. Says the Gemara, B'shosh all Yisrael min ha-goyla. When Klal Yisrael came up from Golus, V'le-motza etzim b'lishka, and they weren't able to find, there weren't enough wood in the chamber where the wood was stored. V'amda elu, and these families stood up. V'nesnat v'etzim shalatman, they donated wood. U'mosrim l'tzibur, and they gave them to the tzibur, that the wood should belong to the tzibur. The carved mem kabanat tzibur, and that wood was used to bring kabanas on them. His imam nevim shebineim. So the nevim that lived in those times, Chag Yizchai Malachi, made up. Shafilu lishkum lei etzim. If a mitzvah Shem, there will be a time where Baruch Shem, there will be plenty wood available in the lishka. Vamdo elu v'nesnadvu etzim mishalatzvam. And then the people from these family will donate Eitzim, Shloim Karbim Misnadav El Mishalohem Tchila. We'll use their wood before we use anybody else's wood. So the Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yossi, this that we take the wood from these families, the Rabbi Yossi he is following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. Because Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah said, to Rabbi Yossi, I'm Af HaRoitzim Misnadav Shem Echinam. That just like Rabbi Yossi said, that somebody who wants to donate his time and say, I'm doing it on behalf of the tzibur, we accept it. Here too, we accept from these people what their wood, even though the wood is supposed to come from the tzibur. The Rabbanon, seemingly, who disagree in our Mishnah and don't allow us to accept people to donate their time, would also not allow us to accept wood from these people. Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rabbilla says, Divrei Hakolhi. That is, everybody will agree we take wood from these people. Ma pligid, when do we have a machloikus between Rabban and Rabbi Yossi? Beguf shel carbon. If somebody's donating a carbon, the Omer, the Shtei Alechem, av machshiri carbon, which is what we're talking about here, we're not talking about the actual carbon, we're talking about the wood that's used for the carbon. Kula amemoida, everybody agrees that shumishtani carbon yachal carbon tzibur, everybody agrees that you could use it for that purpose, and we accept it for that purpose. Why is there a difference between the machshire carbon and the carbon? Is because Chazal, by when somebody is donating his time, when somebody's donating a carbon, where somebody wants his object, his something that belongs to him to be used for carbon, that's where we're concerned that he would prefer it should belong to him and not belong to the tzibur. But when it's something like the machshire carbon, We don't see such a specific desire that it should be my something that I own be used for the carbon, and therefore everybody agrees that it's given over yafa yafa. The Migdash David says a different pshat. He says that by a carbon, if it doesn't belong to the tzibur, the carbon is disqualified. And therefore, since it's disqualified, we have to be concerned, shem la yimser l'tzibur yafa yafa. Maybe it won't be given over to the tzibur properly. Whereas when we speak about makshire carbon, although it should come from the tzibur, the halacha that it has to be from the tzibur is not the same. And it's not absolutely essential, and therefore we could be more lenient. Tane says, we learned in the Brice, ishish asuk sinus labano. Somebody who's a mother of a kayin, who makes one of the bidei kahuna for her son, Sheira, even though she didn't use the tzibur funds, she used her own funds, the beggar is kosher, of actually yamsirenu the tzibur, as long as it's given over to the tzibur, and to belong to the tzibur. Again, comments the Gemara Amar Va'acha. Seemingly, this Braisa, the Rabbi Yossi, follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, because as we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, Oyma, Afa, Roitzim, Esnadiv, Shemachinam, that somebody could donate his time to be the Shemachinam for the Svichim. Rabbi Yossi, B'Shem, Rabbi Ella, says that no, that this Braisa that we just spoke about, the Big Day Kahuna, Divrei Hakalhi, could represent everybody's opinion. Ma Pligin, because where do we have in our Mishnah, as we just learned, Amachloikus, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbonim, Begufishal carbon, the Omer, the Shtei Lechem, which they themselves will be used as a carbon. However, here we're talking about the wood, about the Ksainis, of Machshirei, the Big Day Kuna, Machshirei carbon, Kula Amemoida, the Shemeshtanim, carbon Yachal, carbon Tzibur, and we need not be concerned anymore. Says the Gemara, Masnissim Pligel Rabbi Yossi. The Braisa we're just about to learn, says the Gemara, seems to disagree with Rabbi Yossi. Because the Braisa says, Oysen Yomim, those days that were identified as the days the different families brought the wood to the Beis HaMikdash, Noigin, those, and I did for a Yontif, Noigin B'Shas Karban, they apply in the time when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Shloi B'Shas Karban, when the Beis HaMikdash was not standing. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi holds, Ein Agam El B'Shas Karban, Bavad, they're only Yom Tovim when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. So according to Achab, the Rabban and Rabbi Yossi, who disagree if Yechidim could bring wood, we could understand the Machlokes very well. Rabbi Yossi holds that why is it a Yontif? It's a Yontif because people actually brought the wood. So therefore, Bezman She'en Beis HaMikdash Kayim, and nobody's bringing any wood. Unfortunately, there's no Beis HaMikdash standing. So Rabbi Yossi will hold, it's not a Yontif. Rabbanan hold, that only in a time where they actually had no wood do we accept the wood from these families. Other times, we did not accept the wood from these people. The only reason it was a yontif, it's a yontif to commemorate the time when we accepted the wood from them. And that, for, according to Rabbanan, is since it's only a commemoration for their time, it doesn't make a difference if the Beis HaMikdash is standing or not. The yontif is the commemoration. Void. And then the Gemara says, a raya, that they kept this yontif going even when the Beis HaMikdash wasn't standing, because it's following the opinion of the Rabbanon that this entire yontif is only here, not because they actually brought the wood, as Rabbi Yossi suggests, and therefore when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, there's no need for wood, but they brought that the yontif is strictly limited as a commemoration for the time when they brought the wood, because they needed to accept their wood. The Braisa says, the Tanya Amar Belozer of Tzadik, Ono Hayinu B'mnei Sano B'min Yomin. We're from the family of Sano B'min Yomin. V'chal Tisha B'av Lias B'Shabbos. And Tisha B'av was on Shabbos. And we know if Tisha B'av falls on Shabbos, but the Chino is still on Matzah Shabbos. We do Tisha B'av on Matzah Shabbos, on Yod B'av. V'yay Mesan V'lay Meshlinim. And they, because Yod B'av was the day that they were the day that they brought their carbon eitzim, so it was a yontif. So now we have a conflict. On one day, this is Yud B'Av that we're doing Tisha B'Av on this day. On the other hand, it's the day that they had as a yontif, because that was the day that they brought wood to the Mizbeach. So the halach is, Mesanin, they fast, V'loy Mashlimim. So we see from here that the yontif is only because of a commemoration, that they had the yontif even when the Beis HaMikdash wasn't standing. Obviously, if there's a Tisha B'Av, there's no Beis HaMikdash standing. So from here we see that if Tisha B'Av is a nitcha, Because here Tisha B'Av is really not being kept on Tisha B'Av. It's being kept on Yud B'Av. Then, if there's a Yontif, Mis'anav Alei Mishlimim. So the question is, if somebody makes a bris on such a day, will they have to fast the entire day? Some Paiskim want to suggest that this is a raya that Mis'anin V'Lei Mishlimim. Others say no, that this is only when it's a carbon, when it was a Yontif for a tzibur, for a family, but not for a Yochid. So Gemara says, Ano hayinim b'nei samad ben binyamin. Why did the Gemara say it in this way? That he was from that family, but he wasn't actually from Shevet Binyamin. What it meant was that his mother was from that family. And there's a tshuva in the Igros Moshe, where Moshe discusses in Aruch Chaim Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Ches, the question of somebody who has a minig. Who's the minhagim of families, which minhagim must you follow? So Ramosha says that somebody should always follow the minig of his father. So Reb David Feinstein Zatzal asked his father, and our Gemara that we just said that they were from the family of from the mother's side, and we still see there was a yontif. So Reb David said, to celebrate it as a yontif, because of my mother's family, they kept it as a yontif, that doesn't mean I'm accepting the minhagim of my mother. Minhagim, you have to follow the minhagim of your father. Here it's just saying, should it be commemorated as a yontif. Furthermore, we learned in our Gemara that since these families had a chazaka that they always brought the wood, so we learned at the beginning of the sugya that even if the Beis HaMikdash has enough wood available, the halacha is we take the wood from these family and we don't take the wood from the Beis HaMikdash. So this Gemara, many Paiskim say, is the basis for the concept we know of chazaka in a mitzvah. That if somebody has a chazaka that he's the one to do a mitzvah, he holds on to that right for future generations. And therefore, since these families obtained the right to bring the wood, that chazaka remains with them under all circumstances. The Maram Shik says that it's not necessarily compelling proof. Because in our case, not only did they have a chazaka to do the mitzvah, but it's a situation where nobody else was bringing wood. And the Beis HaMikdash desperately needed the wood. So since the Beis HaMikdash desperately needed the wood, we accept the wood from these people under all circumstances. But if somebody has a chazaka to do a mitzvah, that there were other people also available and ready to do the mitzvah, the Maram Shik says it's not necessary that we apply the concept of chazaka b'mitzvahs. Actually, the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Yud Zayin and Ramah and Choshe Mishpat Simen Kuf Mem Tes Sif Lamed Aleph discuss a similar situation. They discuss a situation where somebody had a shul in his house. He donated his home to be the place where they davened. And now the community wants to build a shul. And this person is claiming, no, I have a chazaka that we daven in my house. Can he say that they have to keep the tefillah in that house or not? So it depends. If people are going to come to say that they moved the shul from his house because there was something wrong with him, then we have no right to move the shul. But if people realize that the shul is being moved because now we, Baruch Hashem, have the ability to make a shul, it's going to be more comfortable to daven in the shul, then he has no claim. He says, and Reb Kiveger, and the Shaila of Tshuvas Reb Kiveger, Tinyono, Simen Yud Beis, applies this concept to all chazaka b'mitzvahs. That if somebody has a chazaka in a mitzvah, and we're going to take that chazaka away from him, we need to see what is going to happen because we took the chazaka away from him. And if by taking the chazaka away from him, people are going to start questioning what is the story, then we shouldn't take the chazaka away. We learned in the Mishnah, and the Shemir Svichim and Shvius all come from the Trumas Alishkan. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah Masechta Menachos Daf Pei Gimel Amabeis teaches us Tamon Taninin Kol Kabanis Yochid with Tzibur Boim min aretz and mechutz laretz. The ingredients come both from Eretz Yisrael and from chutz laretz. Min hachadosh, we could use chadosh and we could use yoshon. Chutz min oimish de'alechem, shenem ba'al min hachadosh. They come from the chadosh or min aretz. And you have to use Eretz Yisrael produce. Rav Chuna b'shem Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Shmuel hi. This that we just said, that we have to use grain and barley that grows in Eretz Yisrael, is the opinion of Rav Shmuel. The Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel's opinion is that ein ha'omer ba min ha'surya. Even surya, which there's a question throughout Shas, how do we treat surya? Is surya treated like Eretz Yisrael or treated like chutz laretz? It's a question of a kibush yochid, shmei kibush or kibush yochid lo shmei kibush. Still, we can't bring it, and maybe it's even considered Eretz Yisrael. We can't bring the Geimer from Surya, and certainly from nowhere else in Chutz Laretz. Says the Gemara, Tamon Taninon, the Mishnah in Masech the Kalim, Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vos, teaches us, Eser Kedusha saying, there are 10 degrees of Kedusha, different places, and Eretz Yisrael, Mekudeshet Mekol Arotzes, and Eretz Yisrael is holier than everywhere else, or Ma Kedusha Soy, in what way is that evident? Shemevim Emenu Al Oimer Bikurim, we have to bring the Oimer Bikurim strictly from Eretz Yisrael. And so to the Shtei Lechem, Mash'en came, we call Arotzes, all other countries we cannot bring from them. Says the Gemara, Rabchi B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, who is the Tan of that Mishnah? Rav Shmuel hi. It obviously follows the opinion of Rav Shmuel, because as we just said, the Rav Shmuel Oimer, Eino Oimer Bo, Min Asurya, it has to strictly come from Eretz Yisrael. Taman Taninen, there's a Mishnah in the beginning of Masech the Shvius, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalad. It refers to the pasuk in the Torah that says Sheshes Yomim Tavoid Ubiyayim Hashvi Tishbois Becharish Ubekatzar Tishbois. So of course, when we learn that pasuk, there's a difficulty in that pasuk. Why is Charish plowing and Katsira singled out? So we learn Ma Charish Rishus. There's never a situation where we have to plow that it's a mitzvah to plow. So there, from here, we're learning only. Since Charisha is always something that we're not obligated to do, it's not a mitzvah to do, that's the Charisha we're not allowed to do in Shabbos. Af Kotzer, what type of harvesting may not be done on Shabbos? Something which is a Rishus, something which is not a mitzvah. Yotze Ktsir Oimer, Ktsiris Oimer, cutting the Oimer before we bring the carbon Oimer, is a mitzvah, and therefore it may be done on Shabbos. So what do we see from here? That if we're not going to do it the proper way, if we're not going to cut the oimer the proper way, then we're not yoitz the mitzvah. Because if we are yoitz the mitzvah, then we should be able to cut it on Erev Shabbos, and there should be no right to do Chil Shabbos. So we see from here that Ktsiris Oimer has to be done the proper way, which means on the second day of Pesach, on the 16th day of Nisan, even says Rabbi Shmuel, if it's on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel, that is teaching this pasuk, saying that this is what this pasuk is coming to teach us. Kedate is following his opinion that the Ktsiris Oimer must be done exactly as prescribed. And Rav Shmuel says, Eina Oimer Bo'el Masuria. Rav Shmuel that says that you can't bring the Oimer from outside of Tisrael. Kedate, Dama Yotzek Ktsir Oimer Shu Mitzvah. Rav Shmuel says it has to be done perfectly. And therefore, even if Oimer can't be found in Chutz La'aretz, and that's a straw, we can't bring it from Chutz Laretz. And that's why we do it in the Shemitah year from Eretz Yisrael. Ask the Gemara. Mantana. So now we learned in our Mishnah. Soimri Svichem B'Shvias, not in Schar Mitzvum Salishka, that they used to take the Oimer from produce that grew in Eretz Yisrael. Whose opinion is this? Says the Gemara, it's Rabbi Shmuel hi. That since we have to bring, as we've just been learning from Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, is that the halach is that the Oimer has to come from Eretz Yisrael. And once the halach is that the Oimer must come from Eretz Yisrael, that is the halacha. No exceptions allowed. That's why we had to appoint guards to make sure that they had Oimer available for the carbon Oimer. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Says Rabbi Yossi, we don't have to say that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. We could say that everybody will agree with the halacha that we just learned from our Mishnah. Because let's say we want to bring the Oimer. And the Chachamim indeed hold we could bring the Oimer from Surya. But let's say there won't be any Oimer available from Surya. Won't we bring it We're going to have to bring from Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, since we're going to have to bring from Eretz Yisrael, there has to be Omer available in Eretz Yisrael. Hain Omer. Ask the Gemara, the Omer for the Shemitah year. Are we allowed to plant in the Shemitah year this grain, this barley, so we should have Omer? Says the Gemara. How can we say that? If that will be the case, that we will be able to plant barley to bring us the carbon omer, now we'll have a problem. Whenever a carbon mincha is brought, the way a carbon mincha is brought is that we take a koimetz, a fistful, that's what's put on the mizbeach to be burnt, and the rest are eaten by the kahanim. But if this is going to be barley that was planted in the Shemitah year in Eretz Yisrael, such barley may not be eaten. It's Shemitah produce. And then we'll have a situation of koimetz al shiraim shen and cholim, that we're going to be taking koimetz from Karban Mincha, where the rest of the Karban Mincha may not be eaten, which disqualifies the Karban Mincha. So isn't that a proof that certainly we may not plant Omer in the Shemitah year? Amalei, so he responded, that the Gemara Masech the Pesachim, that I involve on the base teaches us, Chamisha Dvarim Shem Boim B'Tumma, there are five situations of a carbon tzibur that we allow to bring the carbon when they're Tomei, Tumma Hutri B'Tzibur, but they may not be eaten. And one of them is the Omer. So we see from here that there are situations that even though the Omer can't be eaten, but we could use it for carbon. Similarly here, even though we won't be able to eat this Omer because it comes from barley that was planted in the Shemitah year, that doesn't disqualify it from being a proper carbon Omer. So we learned in our Mishnah that the Shomrei Svichim get their pay from the money of the Machzeh Shekel. But that is an issue. We could use Hegdish funds to buy a tangible item. So if Hegdish needs, as we learned in the Mishnah, various items, we took the Machzeh HaShekel, the Trumas HaLishka, and bought with that money those items. Here, it's work, a non-tangible item. We can't use Hegdish money in that way. So how are we able to pay these people? Says the Gemara, Ketzur Oyser, how could they pay these gods, these Shomrim? Says the Gemara, what they used to do was as follows. Noitel Maos Min HaShulchani, they would take money from the bank. The Hegdish would take money on credit from the bank. And Vidnaisen L'Koytzim L'Shomrim, and with that they would pay the various workers that they had. Actually, Yikav Omer. Until they actually were able to get the Omer. When they finally, the time for the Omer comes, or maybe Maos Mitrumas HaLishka, so now we have this barley that we're going to be using for the carbon Omer. We take money, or Mechalalov, and we exchange the money for those barley. Now that money is chulin, money, because the barley becomes hegdish. It's going to be used for the carbon omer, and we use that money to pay back the bank that laid out money to these workers. V'tavus kein, and that's the right way to do it. Says the Gemara, Rav Acha b'shem Rav Bo Mashit, and when the administrator gives the money to these workers, that when they were magdishit, they were magdishit that they should be able to use the money for that purpose. And since it's lay bez the masna, that the money can be used for that purpose, we could use Hegdish money directly, he says, to pay the workers. Tana, said the Gemara, we learned the same thing, Pesche Avonim, the people who worked on the stones that they needed for the Harabayas, Cain, they did the same procedure. Ketzuoisa, Noitel Maasa Shulchani, they took money from the bank, the Noisel Lechoitzel and Asasim, the various people that work with the stones. Achlein Nitinosel Gabe Dermis, before they take the stone and put it on the wall. However, Mishenitain Aladimus, once they used the actual stones, maybe Maas Matrumas Alishka, they took Trumas HaLishka money. Mechala, they used it to exchange that for the stone because the stones now become Hegdish and therefore now they had money to pay back the bank. And he says, with Tavis Kane, that's the right way to do it. Yosef, Rabbi Shmuel, Berun, B'Shem Shmuel says, no. The money that their Gizbar receives, he accepts it, understanding that money is needed to pay workers, and therefore it doesn't have the full-fledged hegdish on it, and therefore it can be used directly to pay the workers from the beginning. Our Mishnah continues to discuss what they did with Trumas HaLishka money. Says the Mishnah, they used it to buy the Parah Aduma. And even though the Parah Aduma is not a carbon, but since the Torah calls it Chatos, and say some Mefarshim, so therefore it is considered like a carbon. Furthermore, the halacha is the Kohanim may not do their Avodah unless they're Tahar, and therefore the Parah Aduma is an essential part of bringing Kabanas. That's why you could use Trumas HaLishka money for the Parah Aduma. The Sar Mishtalech, we know on Yom Kippur, they bought two Seirim, and they made a Goyrel. One was Lashem, on the animals. One animal was taken as a carbon Lashem, and one animal was used Lazozel. We use Trumas HaLishka money for both of them. And the reason that we're allowed to do this is because since we have to take two animals, and the Gemara Mitzvah we're going to learn in Masechta Yuma goes to great lengths to teach us that both animals should be identical, and we do a Goyrel to choose which animal should be used Lashem, which animal should be used Lazozel, and we don't know which one is going to be Lashem and which one is going to be Lazozel. Therefore, the halacha is, even though the Azozel animal is not actually a carbon, we use Trumas HaLishka money to purchase it. Lashon Shazaris, they used to take a red piece of wool that they threw in with throwing the, when they burnt the Parah Aduma. That too is part of the Parah Aduma process, and therefore, Barma Trumas HaLishka, we can use Trumas HaLishka funds. Then there's Shiare HaLishka, as we mentioned at the beginning of Shiar. That's the money that is left after they put it in, at the left over. What did they do for that money? So the Mishnah says they bought, they used it to construct the Keves Parah. They were very, very careful that everything was involved in building, in doing the Parah Aduma should be done with Tahara. And they had a special ramp that they used, and they constructed it actually as a double-decker ramp to transport the Parah Aduma. The money used for the materials and the actual building of that ramp, or the Kevasir Mishtaleach, the Gemara Masechta Yuma Daf Samech Vav Amud Alef teaches us, we just spoke about the Sar Lazozel, and they used to take the Sar Lazozel out of to the mountain outside the city, and the people there were very believed that all of the Averis were on the Sar Lazozel. Because they believed that all of the Averis were on the Sar Lazozel, they were anxious to chase it out, to push it out. And it was wrong. So they built a special ramp to keep the people away. Loshen Shebein Kronov, they put a red thread between the horns of the Sar HaMishtaleach, and they used to divide it. One half was put between the horns of the animal, and the other was put on in the Beit Beis HaMikdash, and if it turned white, it was a siman that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was Michael de Averis. A Mas Hamayim, they had a canal that they used as a drainage outside of the Azara. Chayim Seir, the wall around Yerushalayim, or Megdasel, or the towers in that wall, Kol Tzar Chayir, all the needs of the city, all were brought from the Shiare HaLishka. Abishalayim, Keves Parah, Ketanim Gedolim, Oysam Shalatzman. He says that the Ketanim Gedolim donated the funds for that from their own. Moshe Shiare HaLishka, after the year, after they finished using whatever they needed, what did they do with that money? Ma'al Yoysam Hem, they used to have a store where they sold wine and oil and flour for the various needs in the Beis HaMikdash. People brought in the Sachim and Menachas, needed these ingredients. So they used to buy it from this store, so to speak, in the Beis HaMikdash. V'schar, and the prophet went to Hegdash Divrei Rav Shmuel. V'kiva Omer, Emestakrin Mishal Hegdash. We may not use Hegdash funds. We don't use Hegdash funds as a business. Afloy b'shal aniyim, that also we don't use aniyim funds. And there are two reasons given why not. One is because it's not appropriate to use Hegdash money for making profit, as if the Hegdash is short on money and they're looking how to make some income. Ein aniyis b'makam ashiris. The Beis HaMikdash is a place of great ashiris. It isn't appropriate that we should use it for that purpose. The other reason is there's a concern that whenever you invest that money, you may lose that money. And we have no right to use money, to take money that doesn't belong to us, that may get lost. The nafkamina between the two reasons is regarding aniyim. If the reason is because ein aniyas b'makom ashiras, so that only applies to hegdish funds. It doesn't apply to money that belongs to tzedakah. But if the reason is we're concerned that the chas v'shalom, there should be no loss, so it doesn't only apply to hegdish, it also applies to aniyas. So I saw a shaila that the shaila s'tshuva shevet alevi, chelech ches simen reishud gimel, where somebody has money and there's a good investment. Is he allowed to take stock of money and invest it? And he says that since that it's not right, although he does say that if somebody has money and he has his own money and he has maisa money, maybe he's allowed to invest it. And then I saw another tshuva in the Shalos HaTshuvos Shevet HaLevi. This is in Chelech Ches, Simen Chof Ches, where there's a shul, and there's somebody who wants to rent the roof of the shul for an antenna that they could, or for solar panels, and the shul will have an income. And the question that was asked to Rav Ozner Zatzal, is it appropriate to do so? And using our Gemara, using the concept that we just learned, that's not the way it should be done. Particularly, Rav Ozner says, if it's going to be something very public. And Chaim Kayeski uses our Mishnah as a raya that's not what we should do. That's not the right thing to use the roof of the shul to make income. Maisa Truma. So we said, every year Rosh Chodesh Nissan, we start with the new Machsa Shekel. We can't use the old money. So that money is called Maisa Truma. So ask the Gemara, Maisa Truma Ma Oysimba, what did they use that money for? Says the Gemara, Rikui Zov, they made it into gold plates, Tzipui LeBeis Kotch HaKotchim, which they used to plate or cover the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. Rishmal Lema Maisa Peris. Rishmal obviously is of the opinion that they did sell different produce in the Beis HaMikdash. And now the question is, what did they do with that profit? So it says it was used for Kaitz HaMizbeach. As we know, they never wanted the Mizbeach to be idle. So if the Mizbeach was idle, they used to have a fund from which they used to bring the Kabbonis, Keitz HaMizbeach, and that the funds for that came from the Moisa Peiris. Rav Shmuel also disagrees in the Tanakhama, and he says that the Moisa Truma was used for Kli Sharis, that they needed in Kli Sharis in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's where it came from. Rav Kiva Omer, Maisa Truma, the Kaitz Mizbeach. He disagrees, and he says the Maisa Truma was used for the Kaitz Mizbeach. Maisa Nesachim, the Gemara will explain what the Maisa Nesachim is, was used for Klisharis. Maisa Nesachim were used for the Kaitz Mizbeach, and the Maisa Truma was used for the Klisharis. Zev Zev, both Rav Kiva and Rav Chananya Sagana Kahanim, Paris, he says they're of the opinion, as we just spoke about a moment ago, that they never made profit. They didn't have this business going on to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore there was no Moisa Paris. Keves Parah. So we spoke about the different ramps and the different things that they used from the Shiori Alishka. Says the Gemara, Rishmah Bar Nach Mashem Rabbi Yonason, Sholosh L'Shoinus Hain. There are three places that we used red wool in the Beis HaMikdash. So Sor, as we described, the Sar Mishtaleach, the mount of wool was used, the seller. They used something that weighed a seller because they divided this thread into two. The mount of red thread that was used by the Mitzayra, because the Torah says regarding the Mitzayra, the Tziva Koy Velokach Matar, Shtei Tziparim Chayis Tahiris, Eitz Erev, Erez, Ushni Tlas for Ezov, the shekel, it should be the value of a sekel. And the Parah, which the Torah says, V'lokach ha-koyin eitz eres v'ezu v'shni talas, v'ishlach ha-toych shreifas ha-parah, so it was thrown into the fire, and because it was thrown into the fire, it had to have more weight, and therefore we use shnei slime. Rav Chanunya d'v'ras chivrin, Rav Abba b'azavda, b'shem Rav Shim b'chalafda, shapara b'shtei shlom ha-machtza. The thread that was used for the Parah Adumah was 2.5 shleim. This the Mafka Lishna, and there's a different version. It was a Sara. And a Sara, the Mefarshim explained, a Sara Zuz is equal to 2.5 shleim. Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rishmol, Talmid said, Talmid Chachamim Malan Meskahanim Hilchas Shechita. The Talmid Chachamim that taught the Kahanim Hilchas Shechita, that they had to know all the Hilchas Shechita, Hilchas Kabbalah, Hilchas Rika, they took payment from the Trumas Lishka. So of course I saw the Mefarshim ask, how could they take money to teach Torah? So they answered that these people did nothing else. That's what they did full time. So they had to have what to live from, and that's why they were allowed to take money. It's in the category of Schar B'Teila. And Schar B'Teila, they're allowed to take. Rav Yitzchak B'Shem, Radifa B'Shem, Rav Imi. Those who took money, those who checked the karbonos, that they shouldn't have any mumin. So even though the Gemara says, even though the Gemara Masechta Bechorah teaches us that you're not allowed to take money to check a Bechor, because we're concerned that maybe you're taking the money at the owner wants you to say that it has a mum, so that you shouldn't have to bring it as a carbon. Here, the Mefarshim explained, he has no personal gain from saying that the carbon is a mum or not. He gets a fixed salary. And since these individuals got a fixed salary, we need not be concerned that they're going to say or do something wrong, and therefore they're allowed to get a fixed salary. Ravacha, Rav Tancha Bar Chiya B'Shem Rav Eloi, Magia Sefer Azara. There was a Sefer Torah in the Azara that they used all the time. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that was the Sefer Torah that was considered the most authoritative Sefer Torah, and therefore they used that Sefer Torah to determine how all other Sefer Torah should use. Another sort of pshat is that it was the Sefer of Ezra HaKoyin, so whoever was in charge of making sure that that Sefer Torah remained kosher, that checked them, Noit L'Schar Mitzrum Salashka. Gidl Ba Minyanim B'Shem Reviz, Shnei Dayyane Gezelis. There were two people that used to be in charge of keeping civil rule in Yerushalayim, they got paid Noitin Schar Mitrumas Halishka. Shmulama, Noshima Argus Beperichus, the women who made the Proichus, as the Gemara explains in Masech de Yuma. Beis HaMikdash Sheni was very tall. So it was too tall to build a wall between the Kodesh and the Kedoshim. They had a space of an amma, and they couldn't build a wall that's going to be an amma wide and that tall. So they made two proichas, two curtains. And says the Gemara, the women who made those proichas, noitn schram trumas alishkin. Rav Huna amar, they got the paid from trumas bedekabayas. Ma Pollock asked the Gemara, what is the basis of their machlokes? Shmuel avalok a carbon. Shmuel treats that does proichas like a carbon, because since, as we know, by certain kabbonis they spritz the dam of the carbon on the proichas, so we give the proichas the status of a carbon. And a carbon, we've been learning, comes from the Trumas Alishka. Rav Huna of a lokabinyan. Rav Huna treats that proichas like part of the building, and the building, they took the payment out of bedekabayas. Armachiski Tana, Rav Yehuda got goodness, haktiris, the ktiris that they brought every day, we call kabbonat sibar, but Mitrumas Alishka. Mizbech Chazov, the Mizbech that they had inside the Kodesh, Kol Kli Shares, Boim Meis Nesachim, came from the Meis Nesachim. Mizbech Ha'ila, Vahechel V'Azara, Boim Meshiyar Alishka, what they built outside the Azara, Mechutz L'Azara, Boim Alishka Sabadis. Ask the Gemara, how can we say so? V'atani, Avni Mizbech, the stones that were used for the Mizbeach, Achechel, Azoros, Me'alim Behem. And now, if we're using the Shirayim, the Shirari of Relishka, aren't Kodesh. So why should objects that were bought or built from them be subject to Mila? V'chi yesh Mila b'Shirayim? Says the Gemara, yes. We're following the opinion of Rameya, da Rameya, Amr Me'alim b'Shirayim. Amr Achia, Klum Amr Rameya. Did Rameya say that they're subject to Mila? Within the year that's the year of these machsa shekel hacha, and here we're using the stones past that year. So why should they be subject to mila even according to Rameya? And the Gemara doesn't answer that question.